had been killed early this morning in Pakistan. Another crucial phase of the mission began, confirming the body's identity. Just hours later, a senior administration official confirmed that a DNA match had been made using bin Laden family DNA and comparing it to DNA from the body. CNN chief medical correspondent and certified medical examiner Dr. Sanjay Gupta is here to kind of explain how this was possible in so short a time. Sanjay, when you see this on television shows or in legal cases, it always, you know, takes weeks and weeks. Seems like the government was able to confirm a DNA match incredibly quickly. How so?
Well, it's interesting because when people think about DNA sequencing, that's typically what takes a very long time. But to do a match, to actually take, for example, in this case, they say maybe a sibling's DNA, that sibling's going to share about 50% of their DNA with their brother or sister. So right away, you have specific areas you can sort of zero in on and say, look, are there similarities between these two samples of DNA? Between everybody, Anderson, more than 99% of our DNA is going to be the same. So the key for them, in terms of this sort of genetic fingerprinting or genetic matching, as they call it, is to focus on the area that is different. And that can take a much shorter time than, for example, sequencing the entire DNA. It's not going to be perfect. No one's going to say with 100% accuracy, because it is still a little bit of an imperfect science, but that's a little bit of how they do it.